Chairman Brad Holton.
Is Chairman Brad Holton going to bring the meeting to order? We have a 1:30 agenda item, and it is for a public hearing to consider a request on a preliminary plat and irrigation plan for subdivision. And it'll be case number SD2022-0023. And with that, present is Commissioner Brooks. Absent today is Commissioner Van Beek. And if it so pleases us, can we forego the long and lengthy?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Intro? All right. So since it's just you all that's in the gallery, we normally go through this whole enumeration of the rules and all of that, and we're going to forego that and just listen to you. Dan, I think if it's okay with you, Commissioner Brooks, if we just allow staff to introduce the subject for today, and then we'll have any input from the applicants if they so desire. And is there a sign-up sheet? And let's do swear-in then before we take any testimony.
Dan Lister, Victoria Martinatis, Gidris? And by everybody raise their right hand, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
I do.
Thank you.
All right. So if Dan would put on the public record what the issue is about, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Chairman and Commissioners. Before you is a request for a three-lot subdivision for Martinitis Estates with a private road lot. They are requesting waiver of city improvements, and we'll go through that. Background, this in the 50s was part of Woods Acres, two lots. In the 1980s, it got all split up, and so they're asking for more divisions. It is an R1 zone, and so through this process, they're able to divide into three parcels based on the lot size of a 1 acre average minimum lot size. So the plat before you is a almost 4 acre lot size with a 1.18 acre average lot size. Again, three lots, one private road lot serving the three lots off of Dorman Avenue. This is in the city of Caldwell's impact area. They did submit a comment asking for sidewalk improvements. So to the south, Just below Phyllis Canal, there is existing sidewalk improvements, and so the city requested connection to that through the on Dorman Avenue. The applicant is requesting that those improvements be waived as part of this. Per our Canyon County Code, the board can waive those. The Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend waiver of that. So that is before you. And then irrigation. So there is an existing gravity irrigation line on proposed lot one. And the application shows that they would serve all three lots with that irrigation line. Water and sewer will be from individual septic and well. Drainage would be maintained on site. It would be the responsibility of the owners to maintain that.
So on the irrigation, let me interrupt you. Is there an agreement with the other lots, or is it each to their own, or how is that?
We'll get to the conditions.
We'll get to the conditions. Be patient, young man. I will. Okay. All right.
So comments and notes. So for this hearing, we did the noticing. We didn't get very many comments this time around. So originally, Southwest District Health wanted more information. In this case, they did submit an additional comment kind of saying we need a few things at the time of final plat. That has been added as conditions. Caldwell Fire didn't answer the first time during the Planning and Zoning Commission notification, so we got this one basically approving it, and they're fine with this moving forward without any more review, and they're fine to wait until the time of building permit on a lot of the stuff they want. Okay. No public comments were received. However, during the Planning and Zoning Commission, we did receive one letter of opposition, and that one really went more into, like, infrastructure's not there. They really basically just connected the city where that would be addressed. It is touching city, or adjacent to city limits, not quite touching yet, but that comment letter stated that they should wait, basically.
So let me get it clear in my mind. It is adjacent to city limits. It is not continuous to city limits.
So you can see on this aerial where the city is to the east, and then how there's a buffer
yeah.
between between that, so they're not touching.
Okay.
So evaluation, you consider the recommendation by the Planning and Zoning Commission, and then based on the information provided, you deny or approve this request based on standards and ordinances. Recommendation, the Planning and Zoning Commission on April 2nd recommended approval, including the waiver of city improvements subject to conditions. And DSD staff also recommended approval based on a review of the plat. It meets all the checkmarks on our code. The conditions before you, it's all the ones recommended, but I do want to make some clarifications on some. So all of them are standard. So the first one, any improvements that includes creating, you know, construction of that private road, all that needs to happen before final plat approval. Finish grades will be checked by our surveyor or our survey team at the end to make sure that's happening. Then it has to be signed by the highway district and South Wichita Health. We did have condition number 5. This is development shall comply with fire district requirements. However, we believe that can be removed because we got that letter saying we don't care until building permit. So I think that's taken care of. 6 is added by the Planning and Zoning Commission that all exterior lighting shall be shielded downwards and directed away from adjacent properties. And that would be a note on the final plat. No secondary dwellings are permitted. That was also added by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Again, this is not a rezone. This is a plat. And so improvements are something that we look at, but there's no, if this is a rezone in front of you, you saw some issues with development in that area, then you would maybe add a condition like this. Staff did not recommend this condition. However, the Planning and Zoning felt this should be added as a plat, so something to consider.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Lot 1 already has the entitlement for an ADU as it sits right now, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And again, this is an area city impact. It's already zoned R1, and the private road will be built to a standard that meets the average daily trips if those lots had a primary and a secondary. So,
Mr. Chairman, also, way jumping the gun here, but with the new state law that passed, like once this becomes city, like this will be a city and of its own if they want it to be. So I think it's kind of a moot point.
So yeah, it's a recommendation. You don't have to go with that one. Update preliminary plat with a requirement
7
per notes on DSD review. This is also one to be removed. They did submit an updated plat that addressed some of the minor corrections that we requested. So that can be removed. Number 9 is our standard for if it's in a city impact, their engineer has to sign it, whether we waive it or not. The improvements, and then add a note or call out on the preliminary plat that the approach is to be improved per SD 106. That has already been done. So that's, again, an updated plat that has those notes, so we can remove that one. Again, this is a highway district note, so again, they get to sign the final plat at the end, so if it doesn't have the notes, they won't sign it. So that one can be removed. Staff recommends anyways. And then number 11 is the water users maintenance agreement. So that's the one that they have to have that signed and recorded prior to the board signature on the plat, and also with a road users maintenance agreement. Number 13 was added recently. Again, I just took this over on the 13th since Michelle's not here anymore. So I did my review and I found one thing missing I thought should be in here, which is development has to meet irrigation district requirements. And the added thing I added, and I'll go back to the slide, is the final plat needs to show the gravity irrigation is serving all lots. So the application says it's doing that, but the plat only shows the gravity irrigation line on lot 1. It doesn't show it extended to 2 or 3.
Right.
So staff added that condition to ensure that final plat would have that on there.
Okay.
And the improvements are completed. With that, with those discussions about the recommended conditions, staff is recommending approval, and so did the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I'm here to address any questions you may have on that.
So go back to that page. What I have written down is that we are going to consider to strike 5, 7, 8, 10. Is that a complete or correct list?
So staff recommends the removal of 5, 7, 8, and 10, and then the addition of 13.
And add 13, sorry, I missed that. Thank you. And where would have been the sidewalk connect to what?
I'll show you the aerial. You can kind of see it, and I'll, let me get my pointer. So you can see right here on this subdivision to the south, the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And then so they wanted it to extend all the way up here.
Is the Phyllis Canal at that point buried, or is it surface?
It's surface.
Surface.
Yeah.
So they'd have to build a bridge over it?
So they wouldn't, this is not their property. They
can't. Right.
But they want it on their property, the extension.
Well, they wanted it on their property.
Right.
So I'd have a break in the middle of it.
Right.
They should have showed us that they had a proposed project to bridge the canal. Okay. Commissioner Brooks, do you have any other questions?
No, Mr. Chairman, you clarified what I was going to ask with
okay.
the conditions.
So the... Does the applicant want to make any kind of presentation? Do you need to clarify or add to or delete anything that's been said?
I do have a presentation, the one that we had, that we presented for planning and zoning. Mr. Dan here, I think, did a great job with presenting everything and explaining the project. I just probably want to call out that, you know, we're not big developers. We're just trying to improve the property and looking out for our family's future. We have two kids that are growing up. We would definitely be looking, or most likely be looking to sell one of the lots so we can improve the house. The house is older, from the 50s, and we are happy and lucky to live there, but it does need a lot of improvement, so that would be our plan by looking and selling one of the lots and then fixing up the house and investing in the property and continuing to maintain it well. We do remain requesting to waive city's request for the sidewalk. It's just the way it is positioned and how the slope goes there, the road is very slopey there, so we're right on that slope there, and so we do have that canal running there, so putting in a sidewalk in there, which, again, in our minds, doesn't quite make sense with having that gap and then just a sidewalk through us and then half a mile with no sidewalk. So we do not see this as definitely, you know, necessarily as an improvement, and of course it's very costly. That would probably be $50,000-$70,000 to just put that sidewalk in, and we still need to complete the other improvements that are required, which we are 100% okay with.
Okay. So for the record, would you just state your name for the record?
Yes, my name is Victoria Martinitis.
Okay. All right. All right. Good points to know. All right.
Yes, sir.
Any questions?
No questions, Mr. Chairman. I've read through her presentation that's attached to the staff report. So.
Yes. Okay. All right. All right. This is quite straightforward. Would you be willing to close public testimony?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we close public testimony.
Okay. I'd second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded to close public testimony. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we'll start our deliberation. So what I reviewed, I was concerned about a couple of those that were in the condition, and so in the conditions, was unaware that they'd already completed one of those conditions. So I'm interested in proceeding with the proposed FCOs as they have been presented in our packet, and striking conditions 5, 7, 8, 10, and then what staff had delineated as adding condition 13, I would be in favor of that also.
I am as well, Mr. Chairman, and I'm in favor of this as well because this is extremely close to much higher density development by the city of Caldwell. So I think these will be much more desirable from, I mean, if people are looking at this and not wanting a whole bunch of growth, they're only getting two lots rather than they could probably get upwards of 15 to 20 on this patch of dirt. So I'm in support of this, and definitely in support of the conditions being removed and the one added. So
right. And to be fair to the PNZ, the Idaho legislature had gotten in and messed with ADUs during the legislative session. So about the time they were making their considerations and their conditions, they didn't know that was going to be fundamentally changed for a city of this size. So
mm-hmm.
Just make that note.
Yep.
All right. Dan, are you aware of anything else in the FCOs or conditions that we need to ponder during our deliberation?
No, I think we captured everything.
Okay, all right.
Are you ready for a motion, Mr. Chairman?
I am certainly ready.
Mr. Chairman, based upon the findings of fact, conclusions of law contained herein for case number SD2022-0023, I move that the Board of County Commissioners approves the preliminary plat for Martinitis, is that close? All right, estate subdivision, subject to the conditions of approval as enumerated herein, with conditions 5, 7, 8, and 10 removed, and the addition of condition 13.
Okay. All right. I would second that motion. So the motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Very good. I don't have any other business. Do you, Dan?
I'm gonna send you the FCS and then print it out.
Okay. All right. Wow. We can even sign them on the same day. That's that's good. All right. So we will sign the FCOs here in a little bit as soon as staff gets them printed out. So with that note, I would make a motion that we adjourn.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned then. Thank you.